Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Jesus Christ, whom we worship, is our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord, and we have walked with him through his journey of love. We have faced the agony of his suffering and death on a cross. We have rejoiced at his bursting free from the bonds of death. We have enjoyed his risen presence with us. We have seen his return to the throne before which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that this Jesus is Lord. And now we rejoice in the coming of the Holy Spirit and how in these days of separation we are united as an Easter people. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Let us open ourselves to the Lord, calling to mind the untruths of our time and our life, and pray for healing as we confess our sins in penitence and faith.
Most merciful God, we confess to you, before the whole company of heaven and one another, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen.
May the Father forgive us by the death of his Son, and strengthen us to live in the power of the Spirit all our days. Amen. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in each other's languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoking mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. By the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Strangeness, understanding, and adjustment. These, it seems to me, are three experiences that we see in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Strangeness, understanding, and adjustment. In the reading, the followers of Jesus, unlike us, were all together in one place. We don't know where it was, just that it was a house. It was a place, presumably, where they felt safe. And then there comes a sound, a rush of a violent wind, divided tones as of fire rested on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a memorable reading written some time afterwards. Today, of course, there will be mobile phone cameras capturing the moment and images all around the world in seconds. And let's be honest, it would have been a strange sight. Thankfully, the writer gives us a sense of that strangeness. Some were bewildered and perplexed at what was happening. This time last year, I came back from my holiday sabbatical at Pentecost. And then I spoke of how in the Celtic tradition, the wild goose is sometimes thought of as a symbol for the Holy Spirit, not least because they are unpredictable. 12 months on, and none of us could have predicted then what this year's celebration would be like. And there have been times over the last few months when we felt perplexed and bewildered. Things have and are changing for us, and there is much uncertainty about what next. But here we find echoes in the story of the first followers of Jesus, who went through a period of intense change and uncertainty. The man they loved had died. That was bad enough. But then the tomb is empty, and tales of people seeing him emerge. And so they began to realize that the dreams he talked about and the life he invited them into might just be possible. Yet it's worth remembering that they still had to get on with their daily life, with the washing and the cooking, with the jobs, with the children crying at their feet. The ordinary stuff happened for them, even though they were caught up in a period of change that would shape the rest of their lives. We too are living through a period of change, coping with strangeness and uncertainty. But to return to the reading and how it might speak to us today, we remember that from that strangeness comes understanding. Peter, standing with the 11, gets up and begins to make sense of what has happened. He interprets this strange happening as being an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He recognizes that the uniting of different people from different places speaking different languages is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. But what about what has been happening to us over the last few weeks? How have we made sense of it? We've certainly had more time to think about who we are and what is important to us. And hopefully we haven't done this important work alone. Hopefully there have been companions along the way, whether that be at home or on the telephone or via the internet. These fellow pilgrims, together with other thoughtful writers and commentators, have been interpreters for us. Helped us get beyond the unhelpful rhetoric of fighting the virus and winning battles, to pay attention to the deeper questions emerging. I, for one, want to resist the apparently unquestioning desire to get back to normal without any serious reflection about what that normal was. This virus has given us the chance to hit the pause button, and whilst it has and continues to be difficult, unsettling and challenging, there is opportunity too. For in this new space that has been created, we have been given a chance to imagine a different normal, a new normal. So from the strangeness begins the journey to understanding, a journey that has twists and turns, the good days and the bad days. This isn't a linear journey, but the Spirit is with us, and in time comes an adjustment as we move into a new kind of life. I suspect that when Peter stood up and spoke with such conviction, he didn't know how things would turn out. He just knew that the Spirit was with them, and that if they were faithful to that experience, then as they adjusted to a new kind of life, the way would emerge for them. And that emerging would be one in which, to pick up his quoting of Joel, the young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. The last 100 years or so of our society's history have been built on certain beliefs and ideologies. And whilst there is much to be thankful for, now is a chance to hear new ideas and heed what we might do as we consider what next. Now is the time for the young to see visions, and for those of us who are older to dream again of what might be. It's sometimes hard to imagine a future that is different from what has been. So deeply have we been shaped by our past. And yet something new can emerge, and remarkable things can happen when we work together. For example, we have seen emissions drop dramatically around the world. But closer to home, perhaps we have also let go of some of those distractions that have defined our lives for so long, and found new ways to spend our time. As we adjust to a new future, have integrated the strangeness of this time, gaining fresh understanding along the way, I hope and pray that we take the chance to not just go back to how things were, but to dream, to have vision, and look to the future with hope. Strangeness, understanding, and adjustment. 3 words from the first Pentecost as we seek the guidance of that same Spirit in our time, as we pray, come Holy Spirit, in this time of strangeness, and comfort us when we find life difficult. Give us discernment to help us understand, and inspire us as we adjust and live into a new future. Let's just pause for a few moments of quiet before we say the creed and pray those words for ourselves. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God,
eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God, light from light,
true God from true God,
begotten, not made,
of one being with the Father.
Through him all things were made.
For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven,
was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary,
and was made man.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death and was buried.
On the third day he rose again,
in accordance with the Scriptures.
He ascended into heaven,
and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead,
and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified,
who has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
In praise of the Creator, in the presence of the Saviour, in the power of the Spirit, we pray to you now. For each petition I shall say, we rejoice that you fill our world, and the response is, your Spirit is with us. Lord, as we rejoice in the coming of your Spirit, we give thanks for all who proclaim your presence and power. We pray for the Church throughout the world. May we all be led into the way of the truth and an ever-deepening understanding of your will. We rejoice that you fill our world. Your Spirit is with us. Lord, you give great gifts and talents to your people. We ask you to bless and guide all leaders of nations at this difficult time. We pray for scientists and research workers who are working hard to find ways of treating the coronavirus. We rejoice that you fill our world. Your Spirit is with us. Lord, we give thanks that your Holy Spirit came upon your disciples in an ordinary home. Bless our homes with your presence and grant that we may grow in the fruits of the Spirit and guide us in the ways of peace and love. We rejoice that you fill our world. Your Spirit is with us. Lord of compassion and mercy, we pray for all who are ill at home or in hospital, remembering all those suffering from the coronavirus. We hold before you all consultants, doctors and nurses who are using their expertise treating and caring for the sick. We remember all those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Jim Campone, Tom Heathley, Jennifer Maud, and in a moment of silence, anyone who we wish to remember. Enfold them all in your loving, healing power, giving them peace of mind, and if it is your will, strength of body. We rejoice that you fill our world. Your Spirit is with us. Lord of eternity, in whom there is no beginning or end, welcome into your presence those who have died. Geoffrey Rinder, Edward Fryer, Nora Fontaine, David Richard Brown, together with all those who have died from the coronavirus, may they all rest in the peace and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice that you fill our world.
Your Spirit is with us.
Breath of God, inspire us. Power of God, invigorate us. God of Pentecost, be our blessing today and always. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Lord our God, and send your transforming Spirit on us and on these gifts. May we who are baptized into Christ be ready to share his cup of suffering and be strengthened to serve him forever. Amen. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
God of surprises, your Spirit brooded over the waters of creation and lived among your chosen people in wilderness, exile, and promised land. Your Spirit filled Mary's womb at the moment of Jesus' conception and came upon him like a dove at his baptism. When Christ died on the cross, your power raised him from the tomb on the third day, and that same evening he breathed your forgiving grace on those who had deserted him. On the day of Pentecost, you sent your Spirit upon the fearful disciples, filling them with fire, with power, with wonder and joy, and making them your church. And so we gladly thank you with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, singing the hymn of your unending praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. God of comfort and strength, we look to your Holy Spirit to be with us in sorrow and in contentment, in crisis and in abiding stillness. Come among us now through the power of your Spirit, that we may be transformed into your image, and that these gifts of bread and wine may become for us the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, who at supper with his disciples took bread, gave you thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat.
This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. God of dreams and prophecy, send down upon us your gifts of wisdom, knowledge and faith, of healing, discernment and interpretation, that your church may be built upon the likeness of your Son. Let anyone who is hungry find you in the bread of life, and anyone who is thirsty find you in the rivers of living water. Speak your word to all who are alone and in fear or despair, and let each one of your children hear your voice in their own language, whether that language be art or science, work or play. Sanctify your growing creation, that your universe may breathe your breath and be filled with your life anew, that we may love what you love and do what you would do. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, ever one God.
Amen.
Amen. Being made one by the power of the Spirit, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. Faithful God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I hope if you're able, you'll light a candle now as we are here, lighting it from the Paschal candle. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, overflowing in love. With Pentecost dawns the age of the Spirit. Now the flame of heaven rests on every believer, strong and weak. Women and men tell out your word. The young receive visions, the old receive dreams. With the new wine of the Spirit, they proclaim the reign of your love. Amid the birth pangs of the new creation, the way of light is made known, source of freedom, giver of life. Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. For 50 days we have celebrated the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ over the powers of sin and death. We have proclaimed God's mighty acts, and we have prayed that the power that was at work when God raised Jesus from the dead might be at work in us. As part of God's church here in Colton and Whitkirk, I call upon you to live out what you proclaim. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, will you dare to walk into God's future, trusting him to be your guide? By the Spirit's power, we will. Will you dare to embrace each other and grow together in love?
We will.
Will you dare to share your riches in common and minister to each other in need?
We will.
Will you dare to pray for each other until your hearts beat with the longings of God?
We will.
Will you dare to carry the light of Christ into the world's dark places?
We will.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Today we have remembered the coming of God's power on the disciples, and we invite that same Spirit to sustain us, guide and strengthen us daily as we journey on. Spirit who overshadowed the Virgin when the Eternal Son came among us, make you joyful in the service of the Lord. Amen. May the Spirit who set the Church up on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
be among you, your homes, your loved ones, and remain with you always. Amen. Filled with the Spirit's power, go in the light and peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.